Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Are you one of the many people booked on an upcoming Aer Lingus flight and worried that it might be cancelled or delayed? Because we know that yesterday, the Irish Airline Pilots Association notified Aer Lingus that their members based here will, from midnight next Wednesday, begin a strict work-to-rule policy. So what does that mean for passengers? Well, Simon Calder is with us now, travel journalist and broadcaster. And Simon, we have heard from Aer Lingus already. They've said the impact on passengers and the airline would be significant as a result of this work to rule. What exactly does it mean? How might it impact the day-to-day business?
Well, at the moment, of course, it's hard to tell. And actually, if you look at what Aer Lingus is saying to passengers on its website, they say simply, we're currently assessing the impact of the full detail of the industrial action served by IALPA. And at the moment, there is no impact to our schedule. We will do all we possibly can to minimise the impact of disruption to customers. But of course, speaking to RTE Drive Time yesterday, we heard that, yes, they are expecting significant amounts of disruption. The thing is, we can't tell at this stage what sort of disruption there will be and where it will come from. Aviation, of course, is an extremely dynamic industry. There's all kinds of things, from mechanical failures to bad weather, that could cause flights to get disrupted. And when that happens, it's an industry that is very dependent on cooperation between groups of workers saying, yeah, OK, well, this isn't ideal, but I'll tell you what, I'll cover that flight to Frankfurt rather than the one to Paris or whatever. And people being flexible. And it's always been the same. And since IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, is saying that they're going to have a very strict work to rule. They won't be working overtime. They will only work the published rosters. They won't accept any changes to it. They won't even answer the phone outside work times. And that means that if you are the Aer Lingus duty room trying to get your operation to work properly, your options are very, very limited. And so, yes, we will, as Aer Lingus said to you last night, they're going to do all they can to minimise the impact. But honestly, at this time, when so many people going into the summer holidays, it's going to be bad for passengers and also very bad for Aer Lingus financially. If they have to start cancelling flights, they then have to find other seats on other airlines for passengers. That's going to cost them a fortune. Quite possibly they'll be forced to pay compensation as well, and foregoing all this very, very lucrative revenue. So it's not a situation which is going to do anybody any favours in terms of passengers simply wanting to be where they want to be, and Aer Lingus, or rather its parent company IAG, wanting to make lots of money this summer.
So, Simon, looking at it, and I know it's hard to assess what flights might be impacted, but there was a suggestion that the transatlantic flights might be targeted by IALPA. That was Owen Curry who was commenting on this earlier this morning. Is it possible to say that that might be what happened or will happen, or do you look more at the flights that are going to the traditional holiday destinations and say, because they're so frequent, they're the ones where you might need overtime to cover the flights, and therefore they might feel the impact of this more so?
Well, look, in a perfect world, the rosters will work in order to cover the flights which are scheduled and the tickets for which the large number of tickets have been sold at very premium prices. But it's on the transatlantic, and I agree with Owen on this, on the transatlantic routes, there is more scope for things going wrong. For example, summer, you often get very stormy weather in a lot of the destinations that Aer Lingus serves. That means possibly diversions, quite possibly lots of delays. And once they start building up, in normal times, a captain, first officer, they will have a lot of discretion about whether they actually go the extra mile, work a bit longer and get everybody home, for instance, from Chicago. If they are saying, we're simply, yeah, we're going to do what we're supposed to do, but we're not going to be cooperative, then immediately you start getting cancellations and you've got less wriggle room if you've got an aircraft on the ground in Chicago and it's not going to be back in Dublin. Well, that gives you a problem with the Boston or the New York flight the following day. So things can get very messy. All we can do as passengers is keep our fingers crossed that the weather is perfect, that all the aircraft keep working exactly as they should. But as anybody in aviation will tell you, that just never happens.
Mm-hmm. And Simon, the threat of a work to rule, I mean, passengers will be hoping that that might focus the minds and that both sides might shift and move and a solution might be found. How hopeful would you be at this point?
Well, all you can do is be hopeful. And already the financial damage to Aer Lingus has started. I mean, very simply, when you've got a 99% vote in favour of industrial action by pilots, clearly that there's an awful lot of ill feeling there. And from a passenger's point of view, yes, I'm flying from Paris to Dublin in July. I was going to book on Aer Lingus from Charles de Gaulle to at Dublin, but in fact I'm now going to be going on Ryanair from their version of Paris, which is Beauvais, to Dublin, simply because I've got an important commitment and I can't afford to miss that. I've made that decision. Many other people will be making similar decisions, and that's bad news in terms of revenue for Aer Lingus, even if this thing, let's hope, gets sorted out in the coming week.
All right. Well, Simon, we'll leave it there for now. But thank you very much for bringing us up to date with that. That's Simon Calder, travel journalist and broadcaster. We're coming up to news time. But before we head there, let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.